Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Game two tonight. You can hear that right here on the 560. 545 is your preheat with Solana, Tommy Tighe. Get to our headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The Heat, we'll get to some sound here from them as they had a practice yesterday. Panthers did beat the Lightning yesterday, 3-2 in overtime. They have a 2-0 series lead. Carter Verhaeghe with the game winner. Sam Bennett, who's dealing with an injury right now, and Vladimir Tarasenko, they each scored. Lightning would tie it up. Bob did have the greatest save you'll ever see. We've been drooling over it all day. Miami Marlins were shut out again by the Braves. They'll attempt to score their first run in that series tonight at 7:20.
Not even win. Just score.
Just score. Just score, dude. And then tonight, in addition to the Heat, you have game two between New Orleans and Oklahoma City at 9:30. OKC has a 1-0 series lead there. Last night, the Mavericks, they tied up their series with the Clippers. Pacers tied up their series with the Bucks. Pascal Siakam with a big game, and the Timberwolves take a 2-0 lead on the Suns, winning 105-93. But flipping it back here to the Heat, Leroy, tonight, we were talking a little bit about it with John, but I feel like tonight, yeah, Tyler Hero, definitely all eyes on him for the Heat fan tonight. Everybody is seeing how will Tyler Hero respond. John was mentioning that probably the biggest part of Boston's game plan was to take Tyler Hero out of his comfort zone. They did a very good job of that. But Spo saying that everybody's got to be better on offense, not just Boy Wonder. He was Spo yesterday at practice.
He's doing everything he needs to do. We need to, get a little bit more intentional in our actions, to try to shake him free. They're a very good defense. So there is a balance of shaking him free, getting him into his strength zones, and then, doing it too much where you're falling into that Venus flytrap, but we'll continue to work to be better at it. We have to be better all across the board. It's not just Tyler. It's all the other intentionality aspects of our offense to be able to shake free guys, get open looks, get to our strengths more consistently. They got us out of our strengths, last game, and you have to credit them for that.
Jerry says we got ourselves a new Spo metaphor. Yep, new Spoism. You got to avoid the Venus flytrap.
That sounds like a Rileyism that he took.
Intentionality.
I don't know, man. I think he's making up his own at this point. I think Riley maybe gives you the metaphor training wheels, and then Spo kind of has just rode with his own.
You best believe when I heard intentionality, I wouldn't look that up.
A lot of talk about the zone and that scheme, and he says it cannot be scheme that saves the Miami Heat defensively. No scheme is going to just win us just based on scheme.
No, we have to do a better job. I mean, we've never been just a only protect the paint rim at all costs. This is more dynamic than what you typically see because of the number of guys that can hurt you from behind the three-point line. So it always just goes back to your fundamentals and wrapping your mind around doing difficult things. And that's where we've always been at our best. It's more of a mentality. It's a mindset. There will be, you know, some things, schemes throughout the course of the game, but schemes can't save you. You know, you're going to have to get to guys. You're going to have to make multiple efforts. Going to have to do things that are necessary that you might not have to do in a normal regular season game against other teams. That's the way it is, and that's the challenge. And our guys are up for it, and it's a matter of just getting to the game and doing it.
Man. Schemes can't save you. It's kind of goosies.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it is.
It sounds like
terrifying.
Nah, it doesn't.
He basically said.
He's saying.
You know what that's saying? When you say scheme can't do nothing for you?
Hmm?
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
That's not what I think at all. That's not what I think at all.
I can put the guys in the right. Right position, but at some point they gotta perform and they gotta compete.
Of course, the horse has to run the race, Leroy. You can't just have the horse. You could train the horse all you want, but once the gates open, the horse has to go do its business. Has to have the effort to go win the race.
You're literally saying the same thing.
You are a piece of work.
You were saying some dumb thing like you can't lead a
horse
to
drink. So you agree with Leroy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so you agree with me.
No, because you're talking about drinking water. I'm talking about competition.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's literally not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
So my horse is quenching his thirst, and your horse
is a lazy horse. That's what you have. A lazy, hydrated horse. My horse has a salt lick and is ready to go.
Your horse is kind of blind.
Right now it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Blinders on, though. We're not thinking about game one. It's behind us. Right?
Well, I mean, he's blinded by the dog you have shooting fire at him.
That's how I want Tyler Hero shooting tonight, like a flame-throwing dog.
Actually, you know where I've seen it before, now that I recall? When I was younger, I used to watch a lot of Jimmy Neutron. Jimmy Neutron had that dog.
That's a hot dog.
I'm, you know, that probably lines
up. Whoa. We can't just let him get away with that.
You're laughing. I got away with it.
No, it was terrible.
Lines up. Like
you
some
laughed.
Some kid watches something on television. He goes, "I'm gonna make that one day."
That's why it seems so familiar to me.
I don't understand how somebody's contribution to society is a flame shooting dog.
I think it's a great contribution to society.
I don't like it.
Here's
we can't have nice things, okay?
This is all things code red. Here's Eric Spoelstra being asked about that dumb Scalabrine saying that the Heat's head coach ordered the code red on Jason Tatum with Caleb Martin.
So maybe it was the extra day that people needed a story, but there's been a lot of talk about the foul for Caleb on Jason. What was your viewpoint of that foul? Did it look like a regular foul? Was there anything more than that in your eyes?
No, and I don't even think it's worth addressing. I get it. Everybody gets emotional. You ask fans on one side how they view the play. You've asked fans on our side, you know, how they view the play, and you're going to get two totally different viewpoints on that. That's the playoffs. You know, that's the fun part also for fan bases. You know, it was an irrational assessment on our view of what actually happened, and the players are fine. None of that is good. You know, all the outside, you know, noise or anything like that is not going to decide the series or the game. This is good, clean, tough, physical playoff basketball, and always has been with Boston and us. It's not going over the top. The league doesn't need to look into anything more on either side, put extra eyes on it. This is just tough, competitive basketball. This is what everybody wants. This is what the fans want, the players want, teams want, and even the league. You know, they want this level of competition, you know, that they're seeing.
Hmm. So the league wants the code red?
You're the worst. You're the worst.
If you were going to code red, I'm not code redding with Caleb Martin anyway. I'm going to find somebody else to code red for me.
Yeah, but who on the Heat can code red?
Thomas Bryant can code
red. No, he can't, man.
Dude, have you seen Thomas Bryant?
I have.
That dude is that dude is wild when the Heat are up 20 in a blowout.
Yeah,
you send that guy
right when they're up 20 in a blowout.
But I don't need him to go get buckets. All I need him to do is go take somebody out. He could do it.
He doesn't have it in him.
Nah, I think he does. I think he does. I think you're sleeping.
Well, I'm taking a good sleep on Thomas Bryant.
If Thomas Bryant comes in like a bowl in a china shop, you better watch out. That's who you know who the code red is. Caleb Martin's not ordering the code. Caleb Martin is not a code red type of guy. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Here was Caleb Martin talking about he's not trying to hurt anybody. Silly.
I mean, anybody who knows me, I'm not. I don't feel the need to try to take out guys in order to beat somebody. I like to, obviously I like to. The first thing I did to turn around is check if he was okay. If I was trying to take somebody out, I'd have just kept walking away. And that's just not who I am. it's the playoffs. Hard fouls happen all the time. And if the roles are switched, I don't think anybody would have been calling it a code red. So that just happened. And if anybody watches it, I clearly got pushed into him. I was going for a putback dunk, and the push changed the trajectory. And it's just, this stuff just happens. It's, guys are playing full speed, and things happen. So I never try to hurt somebody. I'm
surprised. What he's telling you, Scalabrini, is quit whining, dude. Bunch of babies out there. You think they could just take your victory and move on. But nope. Their head's in the wrong place, which is why they're going to lose tonight. Why the Heat are about to take this home court advantage tonight. Game 2, 7 o'clock, tip-off from that bum-ass arena in the TD Garden.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What happens differently in this game?
Lots of things, dude. No. Lots of things. First of all, we got Tyler Hero, big-time bounce-back game. Big-time bounce-back game, going to hit a ton of threes. Second of all, Sam Hauser, not going to be a factor. All right? He's not going to be a factor. Why would you ask if you didn't want the answer?
Leroy punch himself. Yeah,
well, why would you ask if you didn't want the answer?
Because we were talking basketball. We were getting ready for game 2. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to have a good conversation about the game.
Great.
And then I went and I forgot. And so I punched myself in the face because I forgot I was asking Wild Heat Coyote. And
so what? So you don't think they have any chance tonight?
No, I didn't.
Sounds like you agree with me.
I was basically asking you, okay, what needs to happen differently for the Heat to win tonight?
I give them a 3% chance.
I was explaining what it was. But I was explaining that. So like, how is it? Like, what was I doing that was wrong?
No, because here's how you started. Sam Hauser ain't going to do that again. Because they have 12 guys who shoot threes.
Not true. Not true.
Dude, how many guys?
I got like 6.
No. 8 guys made a three.
Nah, they got a lot of guys, bro.
They're starting five
because shoot a three.
Dude, come back to earth.
Come back to earth. But they're playing at home.
But let me explain this to you. Can I say this? And this is not what I think is going to happen in the game or whatever. Here's the one thing you need to understand about Boston.
Mm-hmm.
They shoot more threes than anybody in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
I'm aware.
So while they might not make 22, they still going to probably make more threes than the Heat.
I have to agree with that. They're at home. You feel better when you're home. The same way the Heat will be better when they come Saturday.
That hasn't been the history of the series, though.
You say Doogie Howser ain't gonna make, ain't gonna do that again. They all shoot threes. They shoot damn near 50 threes a game.
So don't watch. Be a coward. Don't watch.
Oh my goodness.
If you're scared to watch, don't watch. Don't watch. Go put on. Go watch Doogie Howser tonight. Don't watch then. If you're already out, then be out. Don't waste your time.
We're gonna
take them where we live, Leroy. And you want to know where we live? In the mud. That's where we live. We're gonna take this to the mud. We're making it a mud fight. No, not today. They don't. Today we're taking them to the Everglades. All right, Eric Spoelstra is gonna be like a Burmese python because we're taking them to the mud, dude. into the mud.
They literally play on the perimeter.
Not today.
How you going to get them into the mud?
Oh, you want to know who thinks they live on the perimeter? A little capybara.
No.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Hear me out.
The facts that they shoot 53s a game.
You got little capybara Jason Tatum.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what's that? What's? Listen.
I'm sorry.
Why'd you even ask that? Then why ask? Well, then why ask? Then why ask?
I'm having a real conversation.
You weren't having a real conversation. No, but here's the thing, though. You weren't having a real conversation. Having a real conversation.
Why not?
All you wanted to do was shoot me down. Shoot down my belief. That's what you want to be. You're a dream killer.
No. I asked you, okay. He can't even do it.
No, I'm laughing at the comments.
Yeah, like, they shoot 53s a game. How you going to get them in the mud? They don't even go in the mud. They just chuck it from outside.
Oh, they'll go in the mud today. We'll bring them to the mud.
So you're going to guard the three? You're going to defend the three?
Burmese Python, dude.
So you're going to defend the three is what you're saying?
You can defend everything. It's Eric Spoelstra. This is Heat culture.
Eric Spoelstra's not playing defense, though.
He's got his guys. He's got his guys.
Really? Okay.
Listen to me. They did what they were supposed to do. If you don't win a game one, I mean, you might as well just write the Celtics might as well have just rolled over on the series.
What is this, a spa? Now we bringing mud?
It was a must win for them. Okay, they did what they were supposed to do. Good for them. It's a series. It's time for everybody, every Heat fan.
You got to make adjustments from game to game.
Agreed, and they had 2 days to do it.
Okay, let me ask you.
Let me just tell you something.
I'll ask you this. What are the Heat adjustments for game two?
Here's what the number one adjustment is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a break.
15 Minutes of Heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
15 Minutes of Heat here for you. 560 WQAM. Miami Heat back in action tonight. John Crotty joined us earlier in the show. If you missed him, we'll bring that to you in about 10 minutes. The point guard, John Crotty, was he's a reasonable man who will not fall for
unlike
quibbling.
Somebody we know.
Dude, I don't know what you want from me. Like, I feel like you're sitting here and you're like, oh, come on, Tobin, just admit it. It's over. And I'm not going to do that.
Here. Everything that I asked you had nothing to do with me thinking the Heat were going to win or lose. I just asked you, and this is how it started, what will the Heat do differently tonight? And you went off on, well, if you think the Heat are going to lose, just don't watch.
That's not what I said. I tried making points, and then you were like, that's not going to happen.
Well, no, listen, what the Heat are going to do differently this game is not, well, Hauser's not going to do that again. And, like, that's how you started.
I mean,
that's why I stopped.
Sam Hauser hitting 4 straight threes to break your back.
That has nothing to do with the Heat.
Okay.
So are the Heat going to do more to defend?
Well, my first point was you got to have a better game from Tyler Hero. You just ignored that.
No, I didn't.
Well, you kind of did. He kind of did.
You know what? I would say this. All right? In order for Tyler to get more opportunities, somebody else is going to have to score. If he is your only scorer, then they can stop one guy.
Well, their focus was stopping him on that last
game.
And
nobody else did anything, so they're probably going to do it again.
We'll see. We'll see. I bet you.
But why would you change?
We'll see. We'll see if they.
I'm more than sure Boston thinks if we shut down Tyler Hero, nobody else is going to hurt us.
I would go with that opinion though anyway, because he is their best scorer. Like, that's, you know, there's no doubt about that, especially with the position they're in with Duncan Robinson.
So right. So
I mean, they let Bam. They're like, we'll let Bam hurt us because they know Bam's probably going to only go from two. He'll throw up a couple threes a game. But I think that's probably the hub you got to go with, is you probably got to have Bam, you know, run things a little bit and set things up for Tyler Hero. Those guys have a good chemistry. Those guys have a good chemistry, and they can set things up in a better way. I think that they'll see those things over these last couple of days where they've been adjusting to that team and getting a look at them. That's the one thing that does change. Like, when you take on a Celtics team in a regular season, and it could be a little bit overwhelming, I'm sure. But this is a series, and one of the things with Eric Spoelstra is he's going to find those keys in those holes where he could take advantage of, and I think that they probably saw some places. Obviously, they can't get off to a rough start like they did last time. I mean, 14-0 was a little ridiculous that you have to climb out of that hole initially. So you can't allow them to get that kind of a – you literally gave them the spread to start the game. You can't do that.
Would you like to know what I would do?
Sure.
Right? I would play Tyler Moore off the ball and run him on a lot of screens and stuff, because when he has the ball, it's easier to shut him down. And I would put somebody else on the ball and see if they can break the guy that they're that's guarding him. So how about somebody like Nico handling the ball one time? Caleb can't handle it. All right. Caleb's how about
wild.
Jaime?
Caleb's a wild.
Jaime will get physical and take it to the hoop. And if he can be physical
I agree with everything you're saying.
If he can get physical with the guy on him and put him in foul trouble or something, then they got to go to one of their big guns. That means Tyler gets a little more space.
Jaime ain't scared. That's definitely been shown in these first couple games. Right. Jaime ain't scared.
See what I mean about what do I think should happen differently, right? The Heat, not the other guy ain't going to make
four. Yeah, but part of it is going to be.
I pretty much guarantee you Hauser ain't going to make four threes in a row.
That was crazy.
You're not saying a whole lot. That's like crazy.
It's very annoying.
Right.
Although it wasn't as crazy as DeLon Wright hitting five of them.
Well, okay, right. And what if they go, leave him open.
It was a 30-point game at that point. I think we all know that's not going to happen again.
Right. So I think, you know, like, it's unfortunate that we're looking at this as Tyler is the guy that has to do it, because I'm really not. I'm looking at it as other guys.
They do need Tyler to shoot, but like they have they, to. They like do. They're not. They go, do. They're not but, going but they to have.
Force, they can't force it. They got to start doing stuff away from Tyler and then come back to Tyler, because if other guys start getting off, they're going to start rotating and keeping guys on him, and then Tyler's going to have more freedom to play.
But even just like from that standpoint, I can't have him having the squeaky cheeks on the 3 points. Like, I mean, you know what it looks like with him. They're always short. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I need that first one to be like, good, in. Get it, let him breathe, and let's get going.
You're saying Tyler is one of those guys, he need to make his first couple of shots to get hot?
Not necessarily, but I think it just would put everybody at ease a little bit, you know, to set things up. Because the shooting was so piss poor to start that game. But,
pretty much.
You know, they got to get to breathe easier. But I'm looking forward to tonight. 7 o'clock is your tip-off from TD Garden, 5:45 pre-heat with Solana. By the way, if you guys want to go to Luke Bryan right now, caller number 4 to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 4 for DeLon Wright and his 5 3-pointers. Crazy. Caller number 4 to 305-567-0560. Will win a pair of tickets to Luke Bryan, who once had Jimmy Butler in one of his music videos. He was the OG Fall Out Boy. That was before he was...
Before he fell?
Emo Jimmy. Before Luke Bryan fell, yeah. It was a while ago, J-Fig. Man, that was tough. That?
Boy, he ain't a small dude either.
Nope. Nope. Made himself a – that was a big thump there on the
– But how, can I just say this? And I'm making fun of him. Has anybody ever stepped on a cell phone and slipped like
heard of
that? I'm right.
I think that's his cell phone. I think he just used that as an excuse. Much like my doctor did with the retina detachment.
Hey, those are serious.
I know it is, but it should be in the target. Hey, you got a retina detached. You should be getting an eye exam in Target.
What confuses me, though, the retina detachment is a person that was also there with you, or is it you?
No, it was also.
Hey, the way she was talking about my eye, I thought I had a retina detachment. Oh.
Right?
I was like, Jesus, all right, what does that mean? I don't know. You're banned.
They're just, they're into the.
Good luck.
You know, they're into the just boom, 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 get your eyes checked, get glasses, and go. They're in the real eye problems.
Definitely how I was treated. Definitely how I was treated. And apparently, just
so is your did you are you on the, are you on the medicine now?
Yeah.
Is the eye drops?
Yeah, but I was.
Is
but
it
I,
any better?
That's another thing.
Are you in pain still?
I wouldn't say I'm in pain, but I wouldn't say I'm all the way better.
Maybe that's numb. Well, it ain't gonna get better in 24 hours.
Yeah. By the way, what's her name?
Nah, I'm not gonna say it.
Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't do what you did with Leroy in the first segment, and then now you're going.
Maybe tomorrow.
No, man.
We got to get to karate.
You're not going to say
you still
tomorrow.
Got 2 more minutes to karate, kid.
Yeah, not really, but, you know, you got to get this Luke Bryan call. We got things to do. I don't want to.
I got Luke Bryan locked down.
Here. Are you going to go see someone else, obviously? But, like, are you going to go to the person that she recommended to you?
No.
No!
No way.
No!
No.
You don't want to go to one of her friends?
I don't understand. You know Walmart or something. No offense to Walmart, by the way.
Wait. Tobin, she's going to send up a heads up.
Oh, I agree. She's going to set up the flare to the other eye doctors. No, I'm going to say.
No.
But hopefully I can spread the word back to the other doctors that she's a quack.
Oh, so you think you're going to flip? You, first of all.
Oh, I'll flip them.
You know how people work that get referrals?
The doctors know who the bum doctor is. Everybody knows. So I'm sure if I,
really?
They're like, oh, yeah, her. Oof. Anyway, that's our show for today, everybody. We'll bring you John Crotty. If you guys missed him, he was fantastic. Breaking all things down with your Miami Heat game 2. John Crotty is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.